Welcome to episode number 4 of Notes from Flag King 11, and this episode will be about flags of the United States of America. And our special guest today is Garen Bright.
Yo, what's up?
We can refer to him as GB, though, you know? We can make him more formal. So before we get in, GB, is there anything that you want to say? Alright, so first off, I just want to talk about the Maryland flag. I think that the Maryland flag, it's very intriguing, and yeah, I think it's really cool. And you know, since the very terrible Baltimore Bridge accident happened, I thought it was, you know, it'd be nice to pay respects to the.
The flag I like is the one where we're in right now, Massachusetts.
I see. Yes. Well, since GB and I both live in the United States, and we also happen to live in Massachusetts, I suppose that it is quite fair that we do like the flag of, you know, Massachusetts. And it is a pretty good flag. You know, it has white, it has blue. I think it's a good example and representation of the you know, Bay State area. So yeah, that's
where
valid.
Most of the history happened too, you know?
That is true. The first pilgrims who came to the United States from Great Britain did actually settle in Plymouth, Massachusetts. So that is true, yes. It is a big part, and basically New England in general is a big part of early U.S. history, because that is where the pilgrims came.
It's the same with New York too, but with the Dutch coming as well. So,
yes, if I remember correctly, the Dutch did in fact come to New York. Yes, so that is correct.
About New York, actually, I like the flag as well too.
Uh huh.
But it seems that like New York and New Jersey have like a rivalry because they're bordering each other.
I have heard, yes, of the rivalry between, New Jersey and New York before. Another flag that seems interesting to me is the Hawaiian flag, because unlike several other flags, the British flag is actually on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it also has, like, a good symbolism of the red, white, and blue. But for me, it just seems a little off, because from first glance, it kind of seems like a British territory, even though it isn't.
Yeah. And then back to New York, the thing I most like about it is because, you know the Empire State Building, right?
Yes.
You get to go there and look at, like, cool stuff, right?
Yep.
All that.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part is when the Twin Towers were there.
Yeah.
If you know where I'm going.
Is there any reason why you chose the Twin Towers?
I might get an airplane to fly there myself.
Is that so, really? Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Continue
on what you were talking about anyways.
Yeah, let's revert back to flags. If you notice, the Rhode Island flag is not your average rectangle. In fact, it's actually nearly a perfect square.
Yeah,
you know,
all the stars on it too.
Yeah, that's true, and it has like the anchor in the middle. I think that's pretty good. Some flags that I would call boring for the U.S. is probably the Oregon flag. It just has State of Oregon and then 1859 on it, and it has like a...
I mean, they didn't really put much work into it. If you think about the Ohio flag, it's like, it's full of America, you know?
Yeah.
About Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh flag's also cool.
You mean Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, it's got, like, the castle, the flag, and all that stuff.
That is true, yes.
I don't know what else to say. What about you?
One last thing is something I'd like to say is the Iowa flag. It's kind of like the French flag, but, like, they put an eagle in the middle.
Yeah. I don't know where they came up with that, honestly. It's like if France collaborated with America.
Yeah. All right. I think we're going to end this episode there. All right. So thank you very much, GB, for being on the podcast. It was definitely my pleasure to host.
All right. See ya.
Goodbye.